Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. You know, we had a field trip today in the conclave. I didn't think Thomas was really believing me about what I was seeing in the grocery store, so this morning I said I would need some help and took him along and showed him what's happening. Now, we live in Michigan. Thomas, were you surprised at what you saw?
Sections of the store look like Venezuela or any communist country or any fascist country or any socialist country, and when they're in... proving that the socialist experiment didn't work. We're seeing that now. What we're seeing is an acceleration of what would happen with Bernie Sanders. Okay, this is the same thing. He would instill basically martial law as Trump has, though people don't understand that. There's 13 separate executive orders that look like martial law that have been all strung together. And in them are subsections of all the different things he can do. So when he says medical, or he says a war power manufacturing, or he says economic, but anytime he ever says national security, well, then that's it. He has 100% power. Doesn't need the Senate, doesn't need the House. So when we go out and we see this, what we see is the effect of herd mentality. We see the effectiveness of propaganda. We see the mind-numbing stupidity of what is called the left, the progressives, the liberals. Remember, Bernie Sanders said that bread lines were a good thing because then people understood what a government was really all about. And if Bernie Sanders is elected or was elected, it would go that way. But if Joe was elected, then it would go back to the same old way, which was totally diving into 100% globalism. Now, this globalism that we're talking about with this supposed pandemic is completely stupid. Let me put it in perspective for you. 22,000 people this year in the flu season have died of flu in America. 22,000. How many people have died of coronavirus in the same amount of time when it was supposed to be at its most explosive virulent stage, which is in the beginning, when you see just fantastic numbers multiplying? Well, we see 105 deaths. So let's compare the National Institute of Health's response to flu, which is to give you flu shots, which the statistics show that the majority, more than half of the people who die of flu, had gotten a flu shot. Okay? Now let's look at coronavirus. 105 people have died. It's 1.6. I did the calculations for the statistics that they give us, which I don't believe. But let's use their statistics. That's 1.6% of the people who get this supposed deadly virus die of it. And those, in every case, was a compromised person or a doctor or nurse that was dealing directly with the most intense cases.
I just want to go back to the grocery store, because you see, what you saw there is a number of things that are happening economically. And the first is people are going to start paying attention to what the supply chain looks like. We here in America use a process called just in time, so that the trucks are actually the warehouses. So we kind of bypass this. This is a shortened version of what just in time means. And so product is moving as fast as the product need is there. And there was no anticipation of such a great need. So there's going to be a big hiccup in that. And then you couple it with the other extraneous factors of truckers being on the road. Will we have enough truckers? And you've got the unemployment issue with this coronavirus thing going on. So yes, there's a question mark about whether product will be there on a steady basis. It's going to take a while to bubble the system again with supply. But the other thing, and I thought the conversation we were having earlier was just so interesting, was about the banks and the feds and this money that's being pumped in and what all that means. Can we jump into that conversation?
Yes, but I want to underscore what you just said. I had mentioned it's herd instinct, you see, and the propaganda is that efficient. Nobody's telling you to avoid people for flu, but now anyone, I am so shocked. So shocked, and so were the conclave members, because none of us shop. We don't go in stores. I just avoid them.
That's why I made you go. I said, you have to see it.
Yeah, and now I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. But that's okay, because it'll bounce right back because the supplies are still moving. It isn't a shortage of supplies in America. Now, this shortage of supplies, I just want to underscore this. Right now, the insanity is to the point that we have most of the people around us going so crazy that they are self-quarantining themselves, so they have no association with anything to do with coronavirus. They are not compromised. They are in no way flying or contacting people who just flew because, hello, they're closing all that down. So after 10 days of the borders being closed, there are there's no new inoculants, okay? So if you look at the statistics and whether it's growing or not, and as I did, looked at the death rate, this is a very, very weak virus. So the response to it is inexplicable. And so now we need to talk about that. What is that response? It's a herd instinct response, so that people literally come to their door and they pass it something to you, and then they sanitize it before they touch it. And we were just out, and here's what is going on out there. The craziest psychic energy I've ever experienced in my life. It's even after 9/11, it was for a moment, the held breath, in shock, completely numb
y'all
response.
Remember that? We after 9/11, we're all walking around just numb.
Zombies.
Because our normalcy was disrupted, and that's what's happened here.
I drive along the road after 9/11, and the big towers there that I drive by each day, I kept seeing planes run into them. It's like, why? Because they ran that tape, which had subliminal programming on it, so many times that to this moment, every one of us can see it. Everyone in the Western world has that as an engram in your mind now. And it can control you. It can create fear. It's a trigger. It's a dog whistle. It's an inaudible, basically psyops propaganda. And that's what coronavirus is. It's a psyops, folks. It is not a bad virus. China already thinks they're done with it.
Let's talk about what's going on economically.
Well, no, that's another whole story.
I know. People, our audience understands the hoax involved. They understand that Anthony Fauci is nothing more than a genocidist, and the CDC is not working in our favor. We all got that. Let's move beyond this. Let's get to what's going on with the economy so we can be better prepared.
Trump is squishing the globalists like a bug underneath his foot. And they hate that, and they're trying to take him down every way they can. So this is their next attempt. And this was, of course, a coordinated effect of the globalists involved with the Perbright, Muriel, Burroughs Welcome Trust, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, DERA, DARPA, on and on and on. It's all the same usual criminals who are literally, when these rich people get together, you know what they talk about? Two things, keeping their money and depopulating so that they have a place to spend their money without all of us plebeians getting in their way. So, and this comes from a certain type of aristocracy, from monarchies. I believe we should do no business with any monarchy. I believe we should do no business with any theocracy touting itself to be a religion, which is in fact oftentimes just radical fascism. I believe we should do no business with China because they are a totalitarian communist government. So when you do business with China, any business in China, period, any business, any company, anywhere, stock market, gold exchange, doesn't matter, anywhere, it is controlled by the Chinese totalitarian communist central committee.
It used to be in the day when we were younger that you wouldn't buy anything from China because it was just not American. And then over time, the sentiment began to change and the media began to poke and prod us that China was okay. But now we understand why. It's because the Clintons were in there with Walmart and they were changing the whole dynamic with China. But again, I ask you, can we get back to the economy and what's going on? Go to that conversation we were having in my office.
Okay, so the Fed is in a war with President Trump, and we know that from day one. He's always said that the Fed is that the Fed is not working with us. I say the Fed is our enemy, and he knows that, and he knows that it's got to go. What else has to go? The IRS, because the IRS collects taxes to pay the interest rate on the debt to the Fed. So notice that Trump, in one fell swoop, is saying, I'm going to give out $1 trillion worth of fake fiat Federal Reserve stamped currency.
Well, he doesn't call them fiat notes.
That's what I'm saying.
Just all of us out here know. I mean, that has to come from some way, and they don't print it. Don't imagine that. I mean, they may print you a check, or you might see digits in your bank account, but there's no actual paper associated with this.
Folks, if we were to explain to you the way that the U.S. Treasury and the Fed works, you would say that we are lying, because it is the most rigged system of all. Now, we owe them, you know, over $20 trillion in debt. So what? Trump is now going to give out $1 trillion in cash money, fiat cash money, to all of us, employers, employees, and all the people who are suffering because of the fake created propaganda pandemic. And essentially, that's just fine. He's already racked up trillions of dollars worth of debt. Why? Because it doesn't matter. You cannot pay off an odious debt. There's no way. All you can do is keep increasing it. And so the whole myth of raising the debt ceiling is just the stupidest thing I've ever seen, that they even waste their time trying to convince the public that they debate this. Have they ever said, no, we're not going above the debt ceiling and we're going to pay it off? Oh, people start talking about balancing the budget in a year. Well, that's a bunch of trickery,
but
as it were.
Throwing this $1 trillion, and some say it may wind up even being more, is not going to help the feds, because now they're just sitting on more debt.
Well, the feds are clearing out their assets. I don't hear anybody saying this, which is just amazing that you hear all these experts on the economics. None of them state the simple realities that we're dealing with. And I don't comprehend how so many people involved in the Washington establishment and then their propaganda masters through the mainstream media just preach this garbage. Let's be perfectly clear. The Fed told the central banks, the 12 central banks, some time ago, to buy stock on the New York Stock Exchange. Well, that's insane. That's insider trading, because they loaned the money to the banks, who then the banks can do that too. So, and then they loan the money to the brokers, and then the No. It's all insider trading. You cannot involve banks and stock markets in the same sentence.
So basically, they can print their own money to buy the stocks.
Correct.
But if the stocks go bad, then who suffers the loss?
It depends on who's holding the stocks at the end.
Exactly. So we all see it's a con game, and we were talking about regular folks holding their 401ks right now. Go there.
Well, remember that your 401k is in a gambling casino, and it's bundled up with other 401ks, which are oftentimes backed up by bad mortgage-backed securities. That's what many of these banks, the standard banks, are actually still banking on, is what created the crash before. Only one-third of those came out during the crash. Two-thirds are still sitting there. Now, strangely enough, this is really, 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 really weird that the Fed is buying all those as much as they can with fake money. So the Fed right now, with these overnight repos, they call them, which is complete nonsense. It should be explained in this fashion. When you give your $100 to the bank takes $99 or maybe even $100, and they bet it on real estate, on investments, on the stock market, whatever. When you put your money in a bank, you sign an agreement that they are your partner in business, and if they go under, you lose your money. And they agree to pay you an interest rate, if there is any, to hold your money so that they can invest it, because they're certain that they can invest it better than you, because they're a big bank or whatever, or they're good investors, and then they're going to be able to return your money with some interest if you keep it with them. It's called fractional banking. Those banks don't have no money. People are going to the bank right now and saying, give me $5,000. They say, we don't have it. We're out of money. This happens every day. So it depends which bank you go to. So there can't be a run on the bank because they ain't got no more money. Okay? They don't have cash. They call it liquidity. So they're pouring what is called liquidity into these banks through the central banks and through the U.S. Fed.
Well, and of course, an easy way to explain it to someone in your audience that might not still get it is imagine that currency in the bank is like toilet paper, and everybody now wants it, and they don't have enough on the shelf.
Yes, and remember that the currency in Venezuela, you'll see them, they throw it on the street in disgust and walk on it with their muddy feet. They don't even use it for toilet paper. They say it's not even good enough for toilet paper. So that's where your fiat currency goes. And the Fed is the one in control of how much we give out of that, because that controls the debt that we owe them. Now, these banks that are insolvent every single day because they give out more money than they take in, they have to get money from where? From central banks. Do they really get real money? In some cases, yes. But in most cases, they do an overnight repo on their deposits, which basically means they are covered by the Fed with a credit, digit credit. It's nothing more than digits. It's electronic impulses, giving fake money from the Fed on credit to these banks that continue to do fractional banking. Are they going to fall? Yes. Are there going to be banks too big to fail so that we bail them out as we did before? Trump has already called in the banks, called in the big companies, and told them, I am not ever going to bail you out.
But then you've got Chase that's sitting on that huge amount of silver. And another one, is it Bank of America?
J.P. Morgan and Chase, it's the same old bankers, Rockefellers and Rothschilds.
Yes, but they're already preparing for this.
They got all the silver coins. They've already bought up all the silver minted coins that the U.S. makes, which usually, sometimes in the past, when they were manipulating silver and they were being charged with it by the U.S. federal government, and they were in a four-year-long SEC court case, at the end of it, when they were found to be guilty, and it was all over the news, everybody is guilty, 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 they then whispered and said, here's the papers that show that the U.S. government told us to manipulate silver.
Exactly.
And they're still manipulating it.
That Chase, in the end, is an agent of the government.
Correct.
And so when everything falls, Chase might, now, and this is just me speculating, but if Chase and these other banks are holding that much silver, that might become the foundation of our new banking system.
Well, you're right, and we'll go back, because I know people listening to this are saying, why did he go so far off? Come back to what he was saying. So
I just gave up, actually.
No, I know, but it's really a big thing to try to explain this. So they're going to have a basket of assets. That's the reason the IMF tried to draw all the gold out in the whole world, and that's the reason China produced 7,000 tons of counterfeit gold. And it was found to be so. And so now China doesn't have 9,000, which makes them have 1,000 more tons than we have. We're the biggest holders, 8,000 tons. So China jumped up their Shanghai gold markets. Somehow they just manufactured this gold. They also say they have gold mines, which they don't. Don't buy anything from China, period. They are our enemy. Why would we do any business now in any currency exchange or allow them to use our currency knowing that they have counterfeit gold backing it? Not even backing it, but that their whole system is based upon counterfeit. Their stock market is counterfeit, and on and on and on. So, and the Russians have tried to play that, tried to ride on that with the IMF. It's done. It's done, folks. Trump and the UN, it's done. He cut them off 50%, some of them even more. It's going to be cut off completely when he becomes president again. Now.
And I'm telling you, and I've said it all along, the United States of America, we're going to go in there, we're going to claim that land, and this is where we're going to have the Trump Presidential Library over the footprint of where the UN stood, and I want a casino there. You know, the whole Trump-style hotel, the glamour, the glitz. Oh, it's going to be an amazing presidential library.
Now, remember during the bailout, the people who, for the U.S. federal, for the U.S. Treasury, basically gave all their power to the Fed, and then they said, well, we gave away trillions, we don't even know where it is. Literally, 2 weeks later, the people who gave out the money said, we do not know which banks it went to, what debt it paid off, what bad, really improperly rated mortgage-backed securities it went to. We don't know. A lot of places closed now, didn't they? Some banks didn't close, and then they did all kinds of fancy footwork, and that money was gone. Well, this isn't going to happen this time. This time, $2.2 trillion has been spent on by the Fed to shore up giving the central banks money to give out in credit to these banks. So mind you, the U.S. Fed, which is not U.S., and it's not federal, and it is not a reserve, it's all lies, but the United States Federal Reserve had their money in the stock market. It's gone now. That's the reason that you hear the rumor because it's impossible to do, that the U.S. Federal Reserve closed the market down when it reached this the lowest point, what was it, 3,000 down or something, which was back to where Trump began. That's what their deal was. That's what they promised. That's what they said they would do. And that's what happened. So if they Trump forced them to go to zero, and it's not really zero, it's like 0.1.2, what? Anyway, it's a very tiny, tiny, it's almost zero. Well, that means the Fed's money is worthless, so Trump is going to take $1 trillion and give it to us.
Yes.
We the people.
Yes.
Employers, employees. He's going to give it. He's canceling your friggin' payroll tax, folks. That's what he's talking about doing. Yeah. Reelect this man.
But you know how
he's going to end the IRS except for Social Security and, you know, a disability and things, which is nothing more than an insurance company held by the Fed. We don't need IRS. We need for people to pay their taxes that are putting it in hedge funds and putting it in offshore accounts and the big bankers. And we need to stop having any debt to the Fed. We don't owe that money to the Fed. It's odious debt. We can never pay it off. Therefore, it is illegal. And by the way, the Congress renews this agreement with the Fed every 4 or 5 years. And by the way, that's not even carved in law. And then they pay them. Does anybody know? Oh, the Fed? No, no, no. The Fed is a private group. And every year, every 4 or 5 years, once they get renewed, they turn in a bill. Sometimes even before they get renewed. The bill is between $5 to $10 billion. So they turn in a $1 billion bill, take all of our tax money, literally, folks, every speck of your tax money goes to the debt of the Fed. Everything else that is on the U.S. federal budget, you ever wonder why we go over budget? It doesn't matter. It's fake. That's not real money. We are always working on credit, and the credit is established by the U.S. Fed absorbing this credit and then selling bonds that are supposed to be worth more down the line. Well, now their bonds are worth almost nothing. So what's the use of the Fed?
Oh, so it's like the United States government has a big super credit card.
Correct.
And they don't ever have to worry about paying off that credit card because like any regular average person knows that if you get to that point that you're going to file for bankruptcy and you know it, you go out and you just put tons of stuff on credit cards.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that the credit card companies have that figured out, but that's the tendency. If you know you're going down, you put whatever you can out there on it. And the other thing is that folks, if you've been with us for the last 3 or 4 years following along, you must be really good about where you are and how prepared you are. We are going through the eye of the storm right now, and it's going to be crazy. But we need you all because you're the leaders. You've shown time and time again that you get out the leading messages to the people that need to hear it. Keep everybody calm and remind them of all the things that Thomas is talking about here in your own way to your audience, that we don't know really how it will all fall down in the end, but we have a lot of faith that Trump has everything he needs to make sure that it falls in a way to restore the American Republic.
Imagine a person who you think is filthy rich because they're driving a fancy car, have a big fancy house, own a big fancy company, and they spend cash like crazy. They pull out $10,000, $100 bills in their pocket, and if they spend cash like crazy, guess what? A week later, you find out that their credit debt on their credit cards and their credit crashes, and they're the poorest person you know. And that's how it works. That's the Fed and the Treasury. We are the Treasury. We can make up that fiat currency as we please. The Fed is the debt. That's the credit card. You simply go bankrupt, folks. This is the moment for Trump to spend that Fed money like insanity to give it to the people because he is draining it, because it is the end of the Fed if he wants to do it. And what happens? The people get the cash and they write off the debt. That's what he's doing with the IRS debt. That's what he's doing with the student debt. That's what he's doing with the debt of employers and employees over the claims for coronavirus, which there should be very few of them, by the way. By the way, folks listening out there, you just make sure that you understand. There should be very few corona-associated anythings because there is no corona. 6,000 people in America? That's nothing. Nothing compared to the 22,000 who have died of flu. You know how many people have had the flu this year?
But you know,
600 more than 650,000 people have had the flu. 22,000 of them died. The statistics are in favor that you should be more afraid of flu and pneumonia, which is even worse, than you are of the coronavirus.
This is the, you know, that thing we were talking about many, many years ago, people would reference as the shift. The shift was coming. And we knew at a very basic level that we were not living with an honest system, but that at some point truth would come out and would have to set it. So what we're going to see here is a big shift. And it's exciting because we don't know how the world will be afterwards, but we do know that you folks out there are the leaders to make a difference in your community.
If you don't have a controlled fire in a forest, generally started by lightning, by nature, then you have a giant forest fire that destroys the whole thing. But a controlled fire burns the undergrowth and actually makes the forest healthier. So what we're having here is it's up to Trump, but he needs to take this as he is. Notice what he's doing. He's taking it to the brink. He now has multiple national emergencies in place. He now has basically total control, though he and everyone else tried to say, oh, no, this is only for medical supply. No, it's not. No. Read the executive orders. The orders that and the laws that and regulations that he has referred to give him ultimate power. Now, is he going to use it? Well, we'll see. What he needs to do is realize that this is what Steve Bannon called the end of the establishment. And Bannon had to go because he wanted to burn it down. You don't need to burn it down. You just need to have an earthquake, and anything that's not solid is going to just fall to the wayside, and that will be used as refuse to build the new. It'll be the foundation for building the new when the stone falls off the building and can't be put back on. And that's what's happening in Washington, D.C. Anything that is, and it's happening everywhere. And because D.C. went completely nuts, and because they are so afraid themselves, because their propaganda is so filled with subliminal programming through Avid and ICE management, that anyone who ever watched a news report on this has the contaminant in their brain for brainwashing. And they believe that everyone has the coronavirus, and they won't come out of their house and they're quarantined. They've self-quarantined. It's like, okay, there's great parts to that, folks, that I would love to do a whole thing on nothing but the tremendous opportunity we have. But at the same time,
we have plenty of time being self-isolated here in Coronaville.
That's true. So being quarantined, I can continue here. And essentially, I'm making a joke because we went out in public. I've been in hospitals. I've been in doctor's offices.
Okay, please. Come on.
Really. There are, if you, here's what I advise.
Oh, I shouldn't have led you down that path.
If you are a compromised person, you should be careful during this season.
Yes.
If you're in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes.
That's just all there is to it. And you need to be, you always need to wash your hands. I don't touch anything in public. Are you out of your mind? You know, have you seen the studies? Now, here's the good news. You think that everything's been disinfected and stuff now? Oh, that's really lovely. It didn't really work. This has been proven again and again. Even after a steam cleaner comes through the hospital and cleans the floor, they do a swab and every virus known to mankind is there. That's okay. It makes you immune. A little bit exposure, you become immune because you become strong enough to resist it. Same thing with all the viruses and bacteria in the whole world are in dirt. So go eat some dirt. Or drink city water from any of the major cities because they have every virus known to mankind in them because
weeds,
of the chlorine.
Weeds, you're like so in the weeds here.
So Trump, what he's doing here is didn't want to. He tried to talk this thing off the cliff, didn't he? No one listened. I listened. Betsy listened. The conclave and the team listened, but nobody else listened. What did he say? He listened to the Surgeon General, said no one's in danger except for compromised people. If you're over 80 years old, actually, if you're over 75 years old and you're compromised, well, then you are multiply compromised, not only for coronavirus, but for pneumonia and flu. So they came out and they said that. And then he tried to say, look, what are the statistics? He turns to the Surgeon General in the very first meeting. And what does he say from the podium? You just told me that last year, 26,000 people died of the flu. And yet you have flu shots on every street corner and sometimes they're free. And the Surgeon General said, yes, and they corrected 26,500. Okay, so then let's just look at this year. Already this year, this season, which will be over soon, 22,000 have died. generally it will go up to as much as 40,000, anywhere from 20 to 40,000 or so. Standard. And when they look into who got the flu shot, over half of them got the flu shot. All pharmaceuticals, when you do the analysis, only work approximately 50% of the time. And those are in severe cases. If you need painkillers and things like that, those, that stuff works. But in a lot of the other stuff, it works 50% of the time, or it will work up front and won't work later, or it won't work up front and will work later. So the pharmaceuticals are a flip of a coin. They're nothing more than the casino of the stock market.
Hey, I've been pushing my colloidal silver recipe for years, knowing that one day we were going to get to this point.
Now, Betsy gets mad at me every time I say this, but I'm from the Ozarks. And there ain't such a thing as a downspout water bucket that doesn't have a silver quarter in it. No such thing. Why? Because they knew in the ancient times that if you run water over silver, it takes the silver ions and puts it in there, and silver ions go in and suffocate bacteria and virus. It's as simple as that.
This is what they have, the little silver cups that you would give babies as a christening gift, right? Well, and they put the milk in there and everything, and you thought it was special, but what was really going on is those microbes of silver were getting into the water and helping with fighting off infections.
Folks, let me tell you something that should dispel your fear. First off, rich people, what do they eat on? Plates with silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
What's their
silver,
utensils?
It's silverware.
Always silverware. And polished to make sure that the bacteria that was... Now, mind you, think this through. The bacteria and the oxygen and the oxidization of that silver brought in every bacteria and virus onto it, but in a nice, fresh fashion with silver. So you had the cure, silver, and you had the microdosing of basically the concept of vaccine is to give you a microdose of the virus. So you overcome it, then you overcome the virus when you get it, if you get it. Silver does the same thing, and polishing silver does that. They ate off of silver. They had glasses with silver rims on them. And what did the rich people always have on them? Gold. You want to know why? Because if you have any metal that doesn't oxidize on your skin, it absorbs any virus through your skin. So your skin literally becomes strengthened to resist viruses if you have any oxidized metal. Now, that doesn't have to be gold, but gold doesn't oxidize. You can have stainless steel. You can have certain types of metal, especially any types of iron that have been through carbon, they've made so that they don't oxidize, right? So you wear anything stainless steel. Keep it on your skin. Let it touch your skin. Get a stainless steel necklace, wear it, and believe it or not, it's kind of like wearing onions to keep the vampires away from you. So there are many home remedies that are real. And we pointed out yesterday that silver, colloidal silver water is on bandages for all burn victims. I mean, that's just the way that it is. They can survive without ozone, which you can buy machines to do that, and that can purify anything. You can buy infrared devices that kill all bacteria, including coronaviruses. So don't be afraid. It's consciousness. If you're afraid, well, then you allow in any virus, any bacteria. You're exposed to them all the time. You have the strength, folks. Now, with the economy, we have the strength. Why? One point should secure all of your worries and get rid of all of your fears. Who owns the currency of the world? That's correct. The United States of America. Anywhere between 90 to 97-98% of the currency of the world is owned by who? By the U.S. Treasury. So this fiat currency, or even digital currency that we send out, which is all credit, we own it. We own currency. Were there currency wars before this? Yes, China and Russia were in a currency war with us. Secretly, Britain and Germany were. They tried to bust us with derivatives. And so the Bank for International Settlement had to come in and take care of this and cover these overextended derivative bets. Okay, so we've already seen currency bets. We've seen currency manipulation. We saw Trump come out and say, China, stop the currency manipulation. $9,000, 9,000 metric tons of counterfeit gold. So we've seen currency attempts for manipulation that failed miserably. That's the way the Fed usually gets us. They do a currency war. And all they do is they go and they hold the line while other countries bleed us dry. That's what was happening. That's why Trump fought with the Fed. That's why Trump has won with the Fed. Now, it doesn't matter. The Fed doesn't get a choice. If the U.S. Treasury tells them to print $1 trillion to give out to poor people, well, that's what they have to do if the president orders them to do it. I know this comes as a shock to most of you. He could have done that before, but now he has national emergency rights. And national emergency rights are beyond your imagination, what he can do with those. He can, I don't even want to go into it. Basically, he controls everything. So you're going to see now these promises or ideas of Trump, which will get him reelected. No payroll tax. What employee doesn't want 12, 17% increase in their pay for the very next check? What student doesn't want their student loan dropped? What student in college doesn't assume that their loan then won't be dropped? So if you start to have free money and you give it to Trump, well, he's a businessman. He can do amazing things with it. Look how he scrounged up the money through a national emergency to get the money to build the wall. Now he's got too much money
for
the wall.
Well, I'm sorry, but this bill that's just been passed is a killer for small businesses. Small business is going to be wiped out because of this. And the House has done this to small business owners. Because the Senate did nothing to correct it. And then the president signed it.
But the president had two choices. I hoped he would have went with a veto. But if he did, he'd have public opinion against him and everybody
against him. I understand, but
the House went to recess out.
Small businesses are going to crash down. We do not have the reserves.
Can you imagine
to pay for these employees during these FMLA periods?
Remember when the Prime Minister of England said that Parliament was dismissed and everyone in the whole world freaked out because then the Queen didn't have control, or the Queen might have to do it herself without Parliament, or oh my gosh, everything was. Nancy Pelosi sent the House out during multiple national emergencies. She should be put in jail. But what she effectively did is she left the executive branch in charge. And since there is no House, and since the Senate passed through a bogus bill, and since Trump had no choice to sign it, it's fine. Let the Senate please go on recess, or let them stay in and keep appointing judges and doing all kinds of things they can do for Trump while the House is not around. But anyway, the point is that if the Senate goes out, then Trump has all complete control of everything. He can do amazing things.
I may disagree with things that are happening, you know, in an individual basis, but he is playing a master game, and I don't see all the parts on the board. I can only speak to the parts that I see.
Let me describe one part, one move, one Trump move that's a... This is what, a 5D move or something?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's an 8D
move. I know
which
one you're going to say. And it is
Saudi
brilliant.
Arabia trying to come onto our stock market with its initial public offering, couldn't get enough money even after hanging their princes upside down for days because they couldn't get any liquidity to even come onto the stock market.
Well, look, if gas is going to be less than a dollar, they're toast anyway.
Because Trump drove the price of oil down to nothing. He just filled and allowed the strategic reserves to be dispersed, and he's going to give free gas to everybody, but it's so cheap it doesn't matter anyway. And then the strategic reserves are going to be filled up, and then we're going to have even more than that. And what does that do? We didn't turn to Saudi Arabia. We didn't turn to OPEC. We didn't turn to Iran. We didn't turn to any of the theocratic Henry Kissinger-led attack on national security, economic concerns of America. And we have been fighting this war with OPEC. Trump has squished them like a bug. He now is selling them so many weapons that they don't have money to bring their oil onto the stock market as an IPO so they could get the benefit of the Trump bump. And what did he say the real thing is about? It's not about coronavirus, the economics.
It's about the oil.
And what did I tell everyone? And I swear, I've been waiting for someone to say this, and it had to come from the president's mouth. I said, the real war is between Iraq and Iran because they won't let them pull up the second largest reserves of oil and natural gas in between their countries. And who is fomenting that? The Chinese and the Russians. Who moved into Iran completely? The Chinese and the Russians. They pushed the British and the French out. Who tried to move into Saudi Arabia? The Russians and the Chinese. And they're fighting over Saudi Arabia now. They basically got an equitable deal. They each got one of the largest oil fields that was untapped in Iran, Russia and China. And they want to do the same for the rest of the oil reserves. And they want to take what was OPEC and turn it into an oil cabal that can then compete against our currency. Remember when Russia and China tried to say they had a gold-backed yuan and a ruble, and they tried to say that all oil through Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan and Russia and China would all be done in Chinese and Russian money? You know how long that lasted? About 2 weeks. Why? They cannot compare against our currency. How can you compare against our currency if I haven't checked it lately. Last time I checked, it was 97% of the fluid currency in the world was the U.S. dollar. You can't compete. So no matter what happens, we'll have a bundle of assets. It'll include silver coins, gold coins. Why? Because they are already stamped, approved by the United States government as a currency. They could say that gold coin is worth $10 million if they wanted.
The best part is that besides Chase Bank and the other bank that knew what was going down and it was getting the silver, Patriots years ago were getting the silver. You can't get silver now. You try to buy it, you just can't get it anywhere. So when we come out this gate and these prices are reset, it's going to be the good Patriots of America that are going to have the wealth.
Now, I told you some simple things you can do. You can wear a stainless steel necklace. You can get some, you can't get it on the store shelves because now they're trying to stop colloidal silver water, which has been around since time immemorial. And they're trying to say that it's dangerous, which is, no, it's one of the few things that stops bacteria and viruses. Few things do that. We can name about a dozen, but most people don't know there's anything. They tell you there is nothing that can stop a virus. Okay. Lie. Yesterday, I told you about And I sent something to the team, they'll probably print it, a dozen different drugs being used right now in multiple countries, healing people of coronavirus ID-19. But they won't use it in America, but they used it during Ebola to see if they could stop it. They used it during another outbreak, but they will not allow it. The National Institute of Health will not allow this drug to be used in America.
Because,
isn't that amazing?
All right, because they don't want it to be cured, because this is an information war, and that's their propaganda. I want to go back to China for a minute, because there's a nuance I want folks to see that, that you couldn't call it the Wuhan virus anymore because that's racist and xenophobic. Okay, so then Trump called it the foreign virus, and I thought, well, that's better because it's really named properly. It's called Corona. Corona means crown, and this is actually a virus that originates in Britain, and this is a total British operation. Well, then Trump comes out and he calls it the China virus, and like everybody's jumping on the bandwagon with that. So it's the China virus because this puts all the focus on China. Now, the folks out here who've listened to us, you full well know that it's not China. But what I thought was interesting was Nigel Farage came out and said, without a doubt, it's China. We need not look any further. And I wondered, isn't that interesting? Is he so naive that he doesn't understand what his countrymen are doing over there at Kinetic and Purbright and what's her name, Manningham Boole and all those people? Is Nigel that unconnected to what's going on, really?
Nigel was placed in the European Union when it was founded, practically, to represent the Privy Council.
Uh-huh.
He works for Bojo.
Do you think that he was kind of placed to be glued to Trump the way Sessions was?
Yes.
But he was placed there by the Brits?
Everybody knew that if you complimented Trump and you were big, you got into his inner circle immediately.
Wow.
And many people did. And that's why he had to get rid of many of those people. They were the worst of the worst.
Because everybody wants to look at China now. And then we know Chairman Xi, whatever his name is, Pooh Bear. I mean, he's just as dumb as a rock. He's blaming America. Hey, dude, what about that banquet that they had in Wuhan? Who put that thing on?
The tycoon they just murdered, whose name I won't mention.
Yeah, well, did he know who that tycoon? That Chinese tycoon was working for?
He was working for the Brits, of course. He was working for M.
M.
Elizabeth Manningham Buller.
Buller.
And her buddy, Jonathan Richard Simon. Oh, Sir Jonathan.
And it all trickles back to this Anthony Fauci and the CDC.
Kinetic.
Yes.
Muriel Animal Hospital, sometimes they call it. Sometimes they call it laboratory. But anyway, that's where all of these things came from. And so someone sent me a doctor who said, well, I'm going to explain this for those who don't understand. That doctor showed they didn't understand a thing. If you haven't studied retroviruses, you don't know nothing about what's going on. And so if you can't define how the world of retrovirus was ever created, then you are working for the enemy unwittingly. So I really don't need to hear doctors, experts tell me these things, because if you actually follow reality, then you can figure things out quite simply. For instance, why would anybody ever do business with China? Trump, we told you, and you listened, go to war with China, go to war at the southern border, and realize that any business with the Brits needs to end because the monarchy has its tentacles into America beyond imagination. So look what's happening with tariffs, and look what happened. Manufacturing came back to America. We don't need anything from China. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. 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 We don't need cheap devices. We need devices that don't change all the time, that last a long time, that don't kill us. We don't need rice from China. You want to know why? Because rice is now made of plastic and sent to America. This is a fact. They send us plastic rice. And that plastic, what was that? That was the recycled plastic we sent them. But after the point that they didn't know what to do with it, they just dump it into their waters as soon as they get there. Look at the Chinese rivers leading to the ocean, and you will see the greatest amount of plastic. You won't see any pictures because the Chinese won't let you have them. The Chinese took our recycled plastic and dumped it in the ocean the second they could because they were going back with empty freighters. They filled it with our trash and dumped it in the ocean. China, we should be restricting and sanctioning them and trying to save their people from what they're doing to them. And who helped them? Silicon Valley. So one more thing I'll say before I end, and that's this. Whether they like it or not, Trump now controls all industry. That includes Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley, right? That means the internet. That means social media. That means that if he does the Miller Act during this collapse of the establishment, he not only can get rid of the Fed, get rid of the IRS, make sure that the betting on the stock market is curtailed and that we put our retirement into something reasonable instead of a gambling casino.
And there's a revenue stream associated with all of that.
Fantastic. All you have to do. Why do we pay no taxes on buying and selling on the stock market? It's a tax-free gambling casino. That's insane. All we have to do is tax when you act. If you really want to support a company, well, then you put money into the company and you pay taxes when you do that. If you want to take it out, you have to report it to the government. You don't get to play with that money in a tax-free zone and then move it into asset management companies that are offshore accounts and hedge funds and blah, 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 blah. That's just allowing criminal piracy of our largest companies and our retirement funds. That's insane. Trump knows that. He said he doesn't believe in the stock market. He would give us something else. It'd be easy. Stop the mortgage electronic registration system, MERS, which is on the stock market. You give people back all their mortgages. You make sure that it's all real. And by the way, he's mentioning, don't know if it's going to happen, not allowing any foreclosures during this time, because that's where banks get their liquidity. Foreclosing on a house, selling it quickly. Well, they don't even.
That's what they did in 2008, folks. People lost their houses. Well, then who was there to catch it? It was the banks. Did the people get any kind of money back for that? No, the banks just took over the assets. So this would prevent that from happening.
And the banks that sold those houses and the people who sold them didn't even have the titles. They were fake titles that were whipped up by the MERS system. So Trump can turn all of this around now. All the things that were so beautiful. We get to see the World Health Organization's fake. So just end our association with the United Nations. Kick them out. And as Betsy says, put the Trump Library in their footprint. Get rid of the U.S. Federal Reserve. They're our enemy. And get rid of the monarchical control, aristocratic control of the of America through Crown agents, through OPIC, through USAID, and especially through CERCO, and especially through their agents in the government, the shadow government, the senior executive services. All of this is becoming revealed now. Not only that, but all these systems Betsy talked about, the internal systems that don't work, will all be revealed. They'll all crumble. If you don't have enough money in the bank to last for months, though, how many times over the last few years have we said, folks, get ready. Get ready. It's coming. It's just a matter of time. Trump stalled it, and we hoped that he'd get reelected and stall it for 8 years. But if the demon rats take the White House, it's going right back to the globalist nonsense that was headed into absolute wholesale loss of our sovereignty in America. Period. Our Constitution, Bill of Rights, flushed down the toilet. I mean, Hillary Clinton has said as much. She says the... She has said the Declaration of Independence is a piece of paper and the Constitution needs to be rewritten. So did the Rockefellers, so did the Rothschilds, so did the Warburgs, so did all of those people. They've been trying all this time. But somehow we've been able to survive as a republic, but we have still been fighting the first American Revolution. We are in the second American Revolution. Trump now has 13 levels of executive authority to do what needs to be done. I am sorry that people are dying of all sorts of things, as I mentioned today. I'm sorry people are afraid. They don't need to be. I'm sorry people are confused and they weren't prepared. We tried to warn you. I'm sorry that if you're with your family and it's hell to you instead of Noah's Ark, which is the salvation of this time, I'm sorry about that too. But I also thank all of our very loyal followers who passed this up through so many tears and through so many lines, and we know who it reaches, and I know who I'm speaking to, and thank you for contacting us and telling us who you are. And I want to say, do not be afraid. Throughout all of these things, as they were happening, we told you none of them would stick, and we were right. We're telling you again. I predicted exactly how long it would happen. And I predicted how it would happen. And I'm sticking to that. Trump will be reelected. And as we go into a new year, we're going to see a new America. And we're going to see absolutely that the Second American Revolution has been won.